My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, there's only one way to know when there is big news going on. It's not just having the Odyssey app up on your phone, but it's also when a certain Major League Baseball player hits a home run. We'll explain in just a little bit, as we've got like 10 of these clips. We're not going to go through all of them. We don't have enough show left.
Mitch went down a rabbit hole for this.
This is incredible. I knew there were some instances of this going down, but not to this effect. So we'll get to that in just a bit. We got a ton of reaction. And as always, X reaction, social media reaction, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I asked the question simply. Nearly a contract that can nearly make $270 million for Evan Mobley. One of the most lucrative contracts in Cleveland sports history. And it's an easy question. Would you have given out the contract? 216-474-0092. I made a case for why you absolutely have to if you're the Cavs. Daryl, your answer was?
Yep. Got to pay him. Well, project him to be a superstar. You got a superstar contract. Now you cross your fingers and hope your projection comes true.
All right. Shane Brown says the contract is tough because you have to pay him. But is he worth that? At present, not even close. Elite defender, tentative offensively, no consistency in his shot. I'm not asking him to become KG, but have a pulse. Be more vocal, be more decisive. Nelson on X. First thing that popped in my mind, boy, there's a lot of projecting going on with that contract. Then, Star Bull on X. Giannis averaged 17-4-7 in his third year. Mobley's at 16-3-9 in his third year. Mobley also has more blocks. Got to give him time. Does that, when you hear that they're on a similar trajectory or similar path, I should say, as Giannis, does that get you to say, all right, we got to pause a little bit here. He's so young. What is he, 22? Turning 23 this year. He's still got a lot of potential in his game.
Yeah, I mean, he's still green. What gave me optimism about his future, Anthony, especially on the offensive end, was that Boston series. But then the question popped
Thank
into
God,
my mind.
Thank God, right? Thank
right.
God.
But then the question that popped into my mind was, well, Jared Allen's not on the floor, right? And that was, I think, the problem with the Cavaliers this past year, that, you know, Darius Garland was at his best when Donovan Mitchell wasn't involved, and kind of vice versa, right? When Darius wasn't involved, Donovan was at his best. Jarrett, when Evan was out, was fantastic. And Evan was fantastic. You just didn't have all four guys going at the same time, right? That's the problem that Kenny Atkinson has to solve. He has to find a solution to that. So I don't have any issue with... Look, the market is the market, okay? The money involved is just... It's stupid money at this point in a lot of pro sports here, right? You're talking about guys making $40, $50 million a year. I'm old enough to remember players when they'd get $1 million a year contract. That was big, big news back in the 1990s, right? So, you know, now we're just, it just rolls off. He's on $45 million a year. Like, it's nothing. That's a ton of money.
Where does it, by the way, contract-wise, I know, Daryl, you've done the homework. Where does it stack up with some of the bigger contracts?
Current paid Cleveland athletes right now, All right. Who do you think is the highest paid Cleveland athlete today?
Is it now Donovan Mitchell?
Yes. Average of $50 million a year, the three-year 150 you got from the Cavaliers.
Okay.
The second highest paid Cleveland athlete is?
It's got to be Watson.
Yes. At $46 million a year, the 5 years, 230, right? Number three, and we're going by, we're not going by total contract, we're going by average annual dollars income. The third highest is now Evan Mobley.
All right, where's Myles Garrett on that list?
Myles is down the list. So is Jose Ramirez. Like, I mean,
well,
Myles.
That's Jose, that's a Jose thing.
Right. But Myles, with his contract now, at the time, it was a record setting contract, which I think lasted for a grand total of like 13 days. I can see next year, you know, we had the conversation earlier, Anthony, about Amari Cooper in his, leverage play type thing. I could see next year, Myles Garrett, he's got defensive player of the year, got that in the trophy case. That box is checked on the Hall of Fame resume. I could see Myles Garrett going back next year and saying, I need a raise.
Man, I mean, he's defensive player of the year. He was dominant last year until really the injuries kind of slowed him down a little bit.
It sounds really bizarre for me to say he only makes $25 million a year.
At one of the most important positions in sports, too.
I mean, I'm saying only makes.
I mean, the quarterback, the numbers, you just, you've dulled them to such an extent because we're just so used to them. But think about how big of a pass rusher, how important that position is in sports. Like, you need a dominant pass rusher. The Browns have one, and he seems like a total bargain, especially considering he is a superstar. I mean, he is humongous.
Right. But to think that a guy making $25 million a year is underpaid.
Yeah.
Like, it's true, 100% true and accurate, but I'm having a hard time processing that in my mind.
All right. Well, a lot of people might have a hard time processing the big news that went yesterday. We started the show. We dabbled with some political talk. If you have the Odyssey app, go backwards and you'll find it. But here's how we truly knew it was a big day in sports. Mitch is here to explain what Nick Castellanos did yesterday.
Yeah,
again,
Nick,
of course.
Again, meaning that this has stemmed back from 4 years ago. This whole thing with Nick Castellanos stemmed from an incident that some people might remember in baseball back in 2020, a Reds-Royals game in which former Reds broadcaster Tom Brenneman got caught in a hot mic saying something he shouldn't have over the air.
What did he say? What did he say on that mic, Mitch?
He pertained to a particular city. I won't say which one. Just had a very descriptive description.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Description of them. And that later that half inning, the Reds were batting. He actually went on the air and apologized. We have the full extended version of the events
here. Oh, we got to have the apology.
I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart. I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. as there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run, and so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports Cincinnati. He did not put on the headset again.
Now we have news. We do have news that Tom Brenneman is going to be back this year calling college football games on the C-Dub.
And by the way, that's become a bit now, right? And there's
Daryl, you have no idea about this. I'm not kidding you. This copypasta has an entire Wikipedia page dedicated to the line, deep drive to left field, and there's a home run by Castellanos. It's amazing. And this whole thing started, too, because more and more events started happening around the same time that Nick Castellanos would go yard. Take this one, for example. 2 years later, same teams, same ballpark in Kansas City. Castellanos, this is during a broadcast for the Royals in which they were honoring a Royals front office member's father who was a World War II veteran.
There's a drive into deep left center field, and there's never a great time to eulogize someone during the broadcast, so we apologize for the timing.
I mean, the timing on that, of all the things.
That was also Bally Sports Cincinnati.
That was Castellanos' tribute to the late World War II veteran.
All right, so yesterday, obviously big news, Biden drops out of the race for 2024, and there were people wondering, was it going to happen?
There were many jokes that were coming up before, and some people were actually placing bets when the news broke.
And there were books that closed betting on Castellanos.
Audio courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Those teams in the Central. As Castellanos lifts one a deep left field, going back is Reynolds. It is gone. A long home run for Nick Castellanos.
He did it yesterday. Big news went down yesterday, and what do you know? Nick Castellanos, home run.
I feel like that every news headline should be now, insert whatever breaking news is, and Castellanos just homered.
I mean, it is remarkable. Now, part
Joe
of me
Biden
wonders,
resigns the Democratic nomination for president, and Castellanos homers.
Okay, so, you know, he's got 224 home runs in his career. I was going to say, if it were Barry Bonds, you'd just be like, well, Barry Bonds hits a home run almost every other game, it seems. So it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Castellanos is not that good. Like, this is pretty amazing. The amount of significant... Mitch, you have more? You have more dates?
I have many more dates on here. And I want to go rapid fire with you guys here. And if Kayla, I'll make sure to keep you on pace. You know, no problem with that. I want to go through some of the greatest hits, so to say, no pun intended.
Legwork.
With Nick Castellanos here. We have this clip from May 9th, 2022, the day of the unfortunate passing of former Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins.
And he hits one in the air, left center field. That's deep. Going back is Pache. It is gone!
September 8th, 2022, Queen Elizabeth II passes away.
That one's hit well out to right center field. Duvall's going back to the scoreboard. It is gone! Three-run opposite field home run for Castellanos.
June 18th, 2023, the day that the Ocean Gate submarine imploded and we lost
Ocean Gate.
Few millionaires.
No.
He hit one into the ocean?
Field. That's pretty well hit. Nimmo's going back toward the wall. That's going to be long!
All those NBC Sports Philadelphia.
They need another submersible to go and find that ball. Good call, Daryl. Well, that's where it ended, right, Mitch? There's no more.
No, that's not where it ended. NBC Sports Philadelphia, this is not a home run, actually. This is actually a double that was hit by Castellanos.
Are we reaching now?
No.
He's reaching.
This was ball
I'm not has to leave the yard.
All right, this is 1 year ago to the day that the Ocean Gate thing happened, and it was on the same day that we lost Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays.
Swing and a fly ball down the right field line. On the run is Tatis. He can't get it. It's a fair ball. The Phillies will win the game here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
And finally.
I'm getting nervous that you're going to have like a fielder's choice on here on the day that like Yugoslavia broke up.
Well, I have an actual home run that to get to if you want. It's a big one.
Russia invades Ukraine, Castellanos homers.
Oh, it was close. It was a couple weeks, before Biden dropped out of the race on the same day that an assassination attempt was made on former President Donald Trump.
Castellanos
lifts that one to straightaway center field. Bouday's going back to the wall. It's gone! And the Phillies have taken the lead. It's 2-1.
Wow. How'd they celebrate? They celebrate like the Cardinals did yesterday?
Was that really like a that sort of celebration? I couldn't tell.
Okay, yes, it 100% was.
The Rays,
they were definitely mimicking Trump there on the stage afterwards when he got up. And I have zero problem with this. I am big on showboating. I'm big on celebrations. I love bat flips. If you want to mimic former President Trump, maybe future President Trump, then so be it. I would have no problem. I don't think there's going to be any kind of a Biden celebration by any of the players, but I would have no problem with it. Mitch, nice job.
Thank you.
That was extensive work. I don't know how I feel
about... I think the Biden celebration was they run the bases really slow.
Okay. Really? Now you're going to get cheap shots? Have some respect.
Ball down the dugout steps.
They go the wrong way. They go to third first.
Okay. You know, he's
that's the Manny Ramirez.
American patriot. He's not going to be besmirched by this show on a day like today, but Mitch... Great job, except I don't know how I feel about the term copy pasta.
That's a term.
I would probably appreciate that never be referenced again on this radio show. Let me put it up on the poll. Do you have a problem with Mitch using the term copy pasta? I know John Fanta would have a problem with it. He would never allow that to seep in to a broadcast. What does he think of Evan Mobley and the extension? How many wins does he think the Browns will have this year? The Guardians, are they slipping at the wrong time? John Fant is here to analyze it all next here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.